On behalf of the Executive Director of the Canadian Scientific and Christian Affiliation, Don McNally, and our President, Arnold Sycamore, welcome all of you here to this meeting. Some of you I can welcome to Hamilton, some to Ontario, some to Canada, and some even to North America. And so it is a delight to have you here. I am just pleased that you found your way here. I know it wasn't easy, and so I am delighted to see all of your faces out there. Now, I have a bit of housekeeping to do, but before that, I'm going to call on Roger Coldry, who is the Vice President of Administration here at McMaster University. Roger oversees all of the university administration and support services. He has a long history of being a Board of Governors member and a Finance and Audit Committee member. Very important person here, and we're absolutely delighted that he was willing to come and offer an official welcome and to share a few words on behalf of McMaster. So, Roger, I welcome you, and thank you for being here. Now, I think we're going to try the lectern mic. It should work.
Is it working? Wonders. So thank you very much, Bob. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for inviting me here this evening. It's with great pleasure that on behalf of Dr. Patrick Dean, our president, and all of my colleagues in the very many and various roles they play on campus, it's my great pleasure to welcome you to McMaster University and to thank you for choosing us to be the host of your conference in this, your 41st year. We were founded in 1887 in Toronto by Senator William McMaster and his wife Susan Moulton McMaster. We were founded as a Christian school of learning following some educational work that had been done in Toronto dating back to the 1830s. We moved to Hamilton in 1930, and you will find McMaster Divinity College kitty corner to this building, just the other side of the crane. And the crane may represent something rare on campuses nowadays as we construct a new liberal arts building. Since the 1930s, successive educators and researchers have built our university, and we are proud that we are recognized globally for the quality of our research and our innovations in pedagogy. Our Michael G. DeGroote School of Medicine, which is one of the buildings you're in here, is world renowned, and we have particular strength in the so-called STEM disciplines. We are fortunate also to have some breadth in our business, social sciences, and humanities faculties. And we feel the same pressure, therefore, as other universities when one reviews the societal pressures that are definitely favoring the STEM disciplines at the cost of the social sciences and the liberal arts. So I draw great pleasure personally from your choice of our campus for your conference. As you consider the interrelationships of science and theology, you will be on one of the few campuses, maybe the only campus, with both a nuclear reactor and a foundation in Baptist theology. Your conference theme picks up on our motto, which on our coat of arms is in Greek and is from Paul's letter to the Colossians. And as many of you will know, can be translated to mean all things come together in Christ. I therefore find it very appropriate that you will be exploring the interconnectivity of scientific and theological disciplines with this backdrop. I hope that you enjoy our campus, that it facilitates the networking and conversations that are so important to a successful conference. And I can see from your agenda that you will also find some time to explore the city and the Golden Horseshoe. Enjoy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Roger. A very fitting start for our time here. Today is the 200th anniversary, this very day, July 25th, of the Battle of Lundy's Lane. Now, that's the last land battle on Canadian soil of the War of 1812, although this was in 1814. Now, tonight, all these former enemies sort of gathered together to battle misconceptions about the wonders of science and the redeeming power of Christian faith. So we look forward to this battle tonight. It's a wonderful group. I'm in charge of another battle as local arrangements convener. One of the foremost will be that the size of the university and the distances that we have to deal with, and I already greatly appreciate your patience on this. We're trying some things, of course, for the first time. We are operating a shuttle service as of tonight, so we're just trying it out. It ought to be in good shape by the time the meeting is over to get you back home. We may alter the routes a little bit, but the first stop is always going to be over at the Les Prince residence, the second stop out in front of the Commons Dining Hall, the third stop just outside of these doors along a little narrow laneway that we can get through to get close, and that will be the stop for people getting on or off from MDCL, as you will learn that this building is known as. So bear with us. That if there's stoppage time or waiting time for the shuttle, it'll most likely be in the area of most importance. For instance, in the morning, first thing, it'll be over at the Les Prince residence, and it'll pause also over at the dining hall and have just a short stop to let people out here. But for instance, tonight, when it's going back and forth, it'll take longer pauses here. Once it's got people dropped off at the residence, then it'll scoot back. We're just going to try this out. It may be that we find that we will just do a U-turn and let you people walk down the laneway here just out in front, and if that helps speed things up. So we're going to experiment with it. I'm glad you are a forgiving group of Christians. This is what gets me through a lot of things. And so I look forward to your grace on this situation. Now, this leads into another kind of interesting thing that God has blessed us with tomorrow evening. It is the home opener for the Hamilton Tiger Cats Canadian Football League season. Now, we've got a great big brand new stadium in downtown Hamilton. It's just not quite ready yet as they hope. So they will be playing their game here at McMaster Stadium. It is going to be wild. It's a sellout, but it's not a big stadium. So I take no responsibility for what will happen tomorrow evening. So again, just plead your patience. We are going to be having a wonderful time with our banquet and plenary talk over in the Student Union building, which is halfway between here and the residence area, roughly. It's on the third floor. Leave early so that you can find it. We hopefully will have signs up, but we'll have a wonderful evening while all the chaos with traffic and everything is going on outside. One logistical announcement I've been asked to make, just to remind you, let you know that tomorrow the book room and the exhibit room is something new for the ASA annual meeting. The hours tomorrow are 9 to 5, Sunday it's 10:30 to 5, and Monday it's 9 to 12. Those who are setting up, it'll be open by 8, probably quarter to 8 tomorrow morning, so that you have time to set up. Finally, a cell phone has been found in the dining room, so come and see me if all right, sold. And you can speak to Randy about your donation after. We have a very wonderful program laid on for the whole time, and I want to personally congratulate Robert Mann as program convener for and his mighty crew of putting together just a stellar program for us. And it's my pleasure to let Robert come forward now, I believe, and share a few words.
Well, thank you, Bob. It is great to be here at McMaster again for the Cosmos to Psyche meeting. Both my wife Nancy and I were undergraduate students here at McMaster, and we were married at a church you could walk to from here in 10 minutes, and our wedding reception was at the faculty club just over there. So that was 36 years ago. Doesn't seem like that. But so it's great to be back here at McMaster. It's changed a little bit since we were undergrads here. And I would like to say it has been a pleasure to be the program director for this meeting. And I hope you all enjoy it, because I think we have been blessed by God with a world that is very interesting. As it says in Ecclesiastes, God has put eternity into our minds, yet not so much that we can grasp the entire thing. We've got interesting puzzles to figure out, whether it goes from the largest scales of the entire universe to the intricacies of modern chemistry, to understanding the Rock of Ages and the ages of rocks, as geologists like to think about, as it goes to understanding life, its development, its origins, to the mind, the psyche, and how we think. And also in all of this, I like to say that all of science ultimately is applied science, because if it does not introduce new technological innovations of some kind, at the very least its discoveries affect our ideas, how we think, and in particular our understanding of God. And to that end, we felt it important to have in this conference someone that speaks to how we actually apply and understand our learning, particularly in an ethical realm. And so it's my great pleasure to introduce Megan Best. Megan Best is one of the leading bioethicists in the world, certainly Australia's leading bioethicist. She has a medical degree, an MD from Newcastle in Australia, which I was told is the first medical school in Australia to follow the model here at McMaster University for how a medical school should run in terms of how the students are trained and how they are interned. And so she was actually, I think, in the first class, the third class, but she was one of the early ones. And now this model is widely used in Australia. She is about to get a PhD in spirituality and medicine, so she is well trained to speak on issues that are both ones of strong medical expertise and strong theological expertise. She's written several books. One that I can recommend, I've read it, is called Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, and I would endorse it to you. I first met Megan in the spring of 2012, last December 2012. Remember, it's Australia. So, and it was a delight to meet her there, and when it came to planning this meeting, I thought she would be an excellent choice. I would also like to mention that her husband, John, is a specialist in sports medicine, and he has worked with the Canadian rugby team. So we have a lot of connections here, and without further ado, let's please give a very warm welcome to Megan Best.
I use the Mac, but we'll get there. Is that it?